right, welcome everyone to another episode of Hip Hop Soiree. You have me as always, DJ Goose.
And Poppy.
And we're back again after a few weeks, and lots of stuff happened, and so again, we don't really cover news too much, but if there's something new that's coming out, we'll talk about it if it, you know, piques our interest for whatever reason. Now, there's actually two things that we're going to talk about before we get to our main topic. One is that a few days ago, as of this recording, I think it was 2 days ago, Iggy Azalea came out with a new single, and it's surprisingly, it's the song. But what was interesting is, you know, Poppy brought this up, is that this is from her sophomore album, which, if you don't remember, Iggy Azalea came out with Fancy back in 2014. That's 5 years since her debut album. So, I mean, I think you already know, like, how our feelings towards her, because she's had one hit, and then after that, everything just kind of fell, you know, through the wayside in her features and her other singles. So this one, you know, we heard it's called Sally Walker, and actually, I didn't know, because Poppy told me, what is that name and the little tune that's in the chorus is actually from a
little nursery rhyme.
Yeah. So yeah. You only heard it once, actually, Poppy, but like hearing it, like, I know you don't expect much of her, but what did you think of her single?
It threw me off as well, because we watched the music video. So I don't really watch music videos very often, if ever. So I was paying attention to visuals as well as trying, I guess, to pay attention to lyrics. I just don't like her style. She's doesn't have a lot of versatility. So, I mean, it's like hearing one song from her, you hear it all. Her cadence doesn't really change. I didn't get it. I'm not going to lie. I mean, maybe I'll have to sit down and listen to it again. But I really didn't get it. And at least based off of the video, it's all shock value, which seems to be the big thing now, as opposed to the actual content being really, really good, or something worth speaking or rapping about. It's just visually, it was all shock value. Everything in there was really loud. It was in your face. Which is whatever, but as you mentioned already, I'm not a huge fan of hers. I'm indifferent, so I will be biased in terms of I wasn't necessarily looking to enjoy any of it.
Yeah, it was I know we've had other rappers who've tried the whole nursery rhyme in their songs. Like we had I forget the name of their songs, but the Chain Hang Low. What was their name?
Do your chain
hang
low? Mims?
That wasn't Mims. I don't remember, but I just remember they used that song in there. And actually, it was actually kind of like catchy.
Yeah.
It's kind of stupid, but it was catchy. And this one, I don't think it got to the catchy part. Like, it didn't, like, her chorus didn't catch me very well. It's just like, Little Sally Walker, and that's all I remember.
It was the nursery rhyme. The chorus.
And did it also, like, in the nursery rhyme, is it about her getting hit by a car or jumping in front of someone?
No, it says something about in front of me, and that's all I remember.
Oh, okay. It's Jibs. Okay, Jibs was the one who did the Chain Hang Low. But yeah, I mean, it's trending right now on YouTube. I mean, you can take that as something good, or it's YouTube. It doesn't really matter. But I mean,
speaking of nursery, like other rappers that have done nursery, this isn't a nursery rhyme. But I don't know if you remember on Nostradamus, Nas, he does the Shoot 'Em Up song, but he does it with the Carol of the Bells.
Yeah,
and to me it works. He sings it in the Carol of the Bells, so.
It's good. Like, you can use those ones that, if it works with the song, it's fine. But then you have people like Nicki Minaj in that Starship song. She does that little line there, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star." And it was just out of nowhere. And she's singing, and then she goes,
twinkle, and then it goes,
bum, 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 bum. I was like, what the heck? It didn't fit anywhere in the song. But yeah, so Iggy's, she had another single called Mo Bounce, which didn't chart, it didn't do its job. I don't know if she want to go for a club song or what, but it just didn't do anything.
Like, this people, is Iggy?
Yeah, Iggy's, yeah. Because this is her second single from her sophomore album.
I think the album just released. It was like the 15th of this month that it released. That's what I saw, just barely.
Okay.
And that's where I'm like, this is only her second studio album. And friend of ours, your brother, actually pointed out that she may have been having legal issues with her label. So we've not been missing anything, though, based off of that one song.
Yeah. I mean,
there's probably nothing good on that album, in my opinion.
I mean, if if you give us enough like requests and comments they want us to review, Iggy Azalea, we'll do that.
But no, we'll view it. I mean, yeah. I'm biased in my opinions. I'm open. I'm objective. I'll listen, but I don't think we're missing anything on her. I'm happy to review it if that's what people want us to do.
Okay, yeah. If you want us to do, leave us a comment or tell us something. Be like, hey, I'm listening. I want to hear what you think about Iggy Azalea's new album. We'll go ahead and do that. One other thing. I guess it's not news, but I guess just so you know, who did you say just barely came out with an album?
2 Chainz did.
2 Chainz did.
And, I mean, I've said it before, I'm actually a fan of his.
Uh-huh.
There's a couple albums of his that I like, Based on a True Story or Boats, as it's stylized. But I haven't listened fully to the album, but there's one song on there that I really like, and I think it's called About the Money.
About the Money?
I think it's what it's called. Hold on, let me pull it up.
Okay. While you're pulling that up, I haven't listened to 2 Chainz too much. He's very, very loud. He wants to let you know I'm here. And sometimes, at least the most part that I've heard of him, which are mostly in features, he doesn't have a lot of substance in what he's saying. It's like mostly the same thing. So I'm not a big fan, but I can't say that I've listened to all of his stuff like Poppy has, which might be, you know, if I do that, I can give you more of an actual opinion on what I think of him. So that's something I might have to do on my own time.
Yeah, content-wise, I agree. He doesn't really have a lot to offer, but I enjoy it. And
like I said, if you don't have content, if you have a voice or the way you deliver things that captivates someone, then at least that's good. You know, you need to have one of the things, and that's how he became popular. At least that's what I can understand.
I know, it's called Money in the Way.
Money in the Way.
Yeah, it's kind of an upbeat. Has like the little horns.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun. And then his cadence is kind of upbeat. So it's really a song that makes you just feel good and like just... I imagine, I don't know if there's a music video involved in it, but, you know, he just plays it. He gets up in the morning, and that's the way he preps for the day. It's just very jubilant, might be an appropriate word to describe that song's
style. For whatever reason, when I think of horns in any song, I just think of that Jason Derulo song.
I hate that song.
That's the only thing I can think of with trumpets. You don't have a lot of rap songs that have trumpets in it.
No.
Like, I think the only one I can think of is, like, from T.I.
Nas did one because Nas's dad is a jazz player.
Yeah, okay.
So,
okay.
He uses a couple, like, he'll have him actually play the trumpet on some of his songs.
That's actually pretty cool. That's cool. So, let's get into our main topic here. So we were talking this week about what we wanted to focus on. And one of the things that Poppy came up with was talking about, not necessarily misheard lyrics, but lyrics that just... either in context or even, no, not out of context, but in context in any way that you think of the song, it is very funny or very laughable, whether that was the intent or not. Because like there's tons of that in tons of these songs, and some of them are because they're mishaps, and for whatever reason, no one's ever called them out on it or never said anything. They're like, what are you talking about? So I wanted to talk about one, because this one I came about. So... for those of you who know Warren G, he was in the group 213 with Snoop Dogg and with Nate Dogg, and he did, you know, his earlier stuff way before. And so in 1994, he had a song called What's Next. And in the song, he does a lot of stuff. He's like, he does this line where he says, like, R-E-S-P, tech, architect stuff. Or he's like, it's me, W-A-R-R-E-N-A-B-C-D-E-F to the G. Like, it's kind of weird stuff like that, which I was like, okay, that's kind of funny, but not like what I wanted to find. But in the same song, he goes, what's next? What's next? N-X-E-T, it's me, Warren to the mother effing G. And I was like, no way did he just misspell next. He said N-X-E-T. And I was like, there's no way. And I tried to find like every other type of version of the song, and that's never been changed. And no one's ever said anything to him. There's like, oh, yeah, NXT. I'm like, no, you can't get away with that. I was busting up laughing. I could not believe that he wrote that. People proofread or probably heard it, like, yeah, that sounds right. And it just got all the way through. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Just because it fits in and he just, it blows over.
Yeah, but it's like even if you switch it, like NEXT, like it doesn't change the rhyme scheme. It doesn't change anything. He just goofed up, and they're like, yeah, okay, that's fine.
I think the first most common one is definitely Nelly, manicured toes. Like, well, they have a word for that. It's obviously pedicures. And I think comedians for now, obviously decades, have been teasing him for that one. Another one was Young Jeezy, now Jeezy, I guess. He dropped the Young. He has like, dumb bitch, my room's got rooms. So a comedian goes on her and he goes, no, Jeezy, you're stupid. Those are closets. Just, but the one song I was listening to, that the reason I brought that up, was Dej Loaf, who's a female rapper from Detroit. She has a song called Back Up. Big Sean's on it.
Of course.
And in her verse, she says this part. I don't remember what leads up to it, but she says, if you ever disrespect me, pussy, don't be disrespectful. Which makes no sense to me, because that's a paradox. If you ever disrespect me, don't be disrespectful. Then how? I just don't get it. As often, which isn't very often, that I've sat down to think about that line, there's no way that makes sense.
You know, what's funny is that there's a lot of artists, just artists, because artists also use stuff like that, and they're like, you're not at my intelligence, at my level of genius to understand the way I write. I'm like, okay, whatever you have to say to Stephen, because that does not make any sense like that. They also use words, phrases incorrectly. Like, kind of going off with Big Sean, he has that song, I Don't F With You, and he goes like, I just bought a crib, 3 stories, that bitch a trilogy. Like, what? Just because it's 3 doesn't make you like, oh, it's interchangeable for anything 3. Like, I was like, what the heck is he going on with this?
Yeah.
Like, it's funny how much they feel they can get away with it.
It's like Fat Joe when he says, I got threesomes on my mind like the hat on the Chance Kid. Because Chance the Rapper has that 3 on his hat. And I get it. Like, there's very loosely based. It makes sense. But at the same time, it's a huge stretch. It's clever, but whatever.
There's a line, I can't remember if it was from Jay-Z. Well, he names 2 things.
Oh, and he has so many.
He names 2 things. Like, that's a triple entendre. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, I think the biggest one that he gets flack for is, like, he says, like, 38 Revolver Around the Earth or something like that. I can't remember what song. But he says 38 Revolver and he says Around the Earth.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the heck does that even mean?
That's funny. No, he has several different things. And he's one of the – there's a couple MCs that get away with changing even just how the word is pronounced to make it fit into a rhyme scheme. He does it, M does it, Nas has done it, Big Pun did it. You know, it's whatever. But in one of the songs, Brooklyn We Go Hard, which was like, I guess, the theme song for the 42 movie about Jackie Robinson.
Yeah.
Excellent song, by the way. I think it's arguably one of his best songs. Very clever. As far as entendres go, he has several in that movie. He has several in that song. But there's a part where he goes, Piddle Kadaps Like Oranges. He means peel caps like oranges. And it's like, I don't know why he decided to say piddle kadaps like oranges. it works in the song, but at the same time, it's like broken Jamaican African English with a made up word of oranges. Because I don't know if any dialect or accent that pronounces oranges, oranges.
They're just adding all these.
He added extra syllables, yeah.
We have a. I have a friend who does that.
Jadakiss does that, too. He, like, will throw extra syllables into some words.
It's just to fit the rhyme scheme, I guess. Like, that's the thing. I think there's a quote from Eminem who said something like that, that he'll make the word rhyme to fit whatever he wants, which, again, like, it's not bad. It's just, when you really hear it, you're like, oh, Jesus. Like, it doesn't, like, you have to question it. Like
yeah,
as
if you
listener.
Say peel caps like oranges. Like, okay, but he says, like, piddle kidaps like oranges.
You mean orangutan? There's a... And then, you know, talking about this, I have to bring up Lil Wayne, because he's notorious for saying... And this is like, because he obviously doesn't care.
Yeah, it's his style.
Or because at some point, I'm pretty sure he thought to himself, like, people expect me to say stupid things. I'm going to say stupid things.
It's just, what do they call it? His brand, his trademark? That's just his thing.
Like that. And the one that I love is in the song, yes. Yes, I do a big, come little, astronomical. Weezy F, baby, and the F is for phenomenal.
Yeah, it's like, you clearly don't know how to spell.
Yeah, I was like, what the?
He has so many, I can't even, he has so many, I can't even think of them right now.
Yeah, we could seriously do a whole episode on crap he has said, because it is, it could take forever. Because in every album, sometimes almost in an album, in every song, he says something. It's just like,
just absurd. And
what is he?
At this point, it's now intentional, yeah, obviously. Yeah. I don't know if he maybe messed up one. Someone pointed out and he just figured, oh, there it is. That's my call now. That's a sign.
His transition was funny because remember the beginning, he kept saying, I'm the greatest rapper of all time.
Yeah.
And I think at one point he flubbed some line or something, and he just kind of rolled with it and stopped saying that, just, and then just started spouting out nonsense. And people were like, oh, yeah, that's just his style now. And so kind of like maybe to cover up a little mistake that he did. I don't know. Like that's kind of how I felt like how it happened, because it to me, it happened so smoothly. That is like, when did that, like, it's hard to pinpoint like that exact time where he went from no one can outdo me to just saying whatever he wants. But yeah, that Lil Wayne, a whole other topic, whole other subject, another day.
Yeah, that would be a funny breakdown, I'm not gonna lie. It would. So many.
I think it'd be cool to do a timeline of what happened to him, of where he was like huge, you know, Carter III, and then just kind of.
I was talking to someone on my team, Gracie, at work, about him one morning, and he has this, you know, Party Like a Rock Star?
Yeah.
That was big that one summer, whatever. Totally, they did a remix. Dude. Yeah, he's on the remix, and I guess Omarion has a song, and it's he says, I have an icebox where my heart used to be. But Wayne says the exact same lyrics, but on top of Wayne saying stupid stuff, which I guess that's not literally a stupid line,
yeah,
but the way he says it sounds so stupid, because he goes, I have an icebox where my heart used to be. Like, he pauses in these weird segments, like the cadence is so awful, and it doesn't, I don't know, it's just, the man is crazy. He's talented, sure. I enjoy several of his albums, but,
and his last album was great.
I enjoyed it, yeah, a lot.
But
at the same time, I don't know if he's, but, and when you see interviews, if anyone ever watches interviews with him, the man has lost his mind.
Hell yeah.
Like, have you seen the one where some white guy, he just goes, Wayne, what's your favorite thing to eat? Or, like, what's your favorite food? And I don't know why Wayne just looks upset, because this isn't a joke. He just seems legitimately annoyed. And I haven't seen the rest of the interview. It's just white guy goes, Wayne, what's your favorite food? And Wayne just looks at him and straight face, he just goes, pussy. And the guy just pauses because he doesn't know what to say. But he's just a weird guy, and I think that drugs have gotten to him. I watched an interview once, and I don't remember where. I'll have to find it, and that way we can post it. He continuously touches his lip with like a little piece of cloth, thinking that he's going to find blood on there, but nothing happened. Like, there's nothing. But he does it over the course of like 10, 12 minutes. Every 20 seconds, he's checking his lip.
Oh my god!
It was annoying. You could tell he wasn't mentally there.
Yeah. I'm glad he's not making music as a single artist anymore. As a solo artist, I mean. He said he'll still do like collabs or do features, but I'm glad he's not being in that studio all by himself. He thinks it's going to get too crazy and too real one day. We're like, oh, dang, we did not expect this. And then we don't want to know that much about his life anymore.
Yeah.
But back onto the funny, crazy lines. There's also one recently that came out from Cardi B featuring, what's his face, Bruno Mars, the song called Please Me. Now, what's funny is, like, the last time that they were on a collab together, it was with Bruno Mars' song, Finesse, which, again, had, like, this, the video was an homage to In Living Color, and then the sound and the production was more like of a 90s feel. You could say that he's paying homage to it. In this song, she's kind of doing the same thing. And Cardi B is funny because she does like her own thing, but she has some stuff where she has same like styles that I can think of Nicki Minaj, and sometimes she just kind of sounds not her like unique. And I know, and she is a lot of her songs. At least I personally think she tries to put her own taste on it. But in this one, like, she says this line in the song, and I have no idea where this came out. And so she says, titties out like blocka. Said, and then she says, bitches better watcha. Trying to say, watch out. And then she says, your pussy basura. And then she says, my pussy horchata. First of all, I'm trying to find out what the heck she meant by blocka, because I have no idea what that word meant. I went to Urban Dictionary to look it up. And it says, like, it's like a a slew of bullets.
Yeah, it's block. It's an onomatopoeia.
Yeah, yeah, a slew of bullets, or it says it's a real nigga. And so I was like, when she's saying titty out like blocka, like, I don't get, like, the what she's trying
to... She pops it out.
I guess, but, like...
But, I mean, but, it's stupid. Agreed.
Yeah, it doesn't make it, like, I know what she thought. That doesn't make sense. But I know what she was thinking, but it doesn't make sense in the song. And then she can, and then she says that her pussy's horchata. And that line just killed me. Like, what the heck? How does that get into your mind? And she actually had a response to it on Twitter. So I looked it up, and this is what she said. She says, first time I drink horchata... Horchata in LA. I sounded very different right there. Horchata in LA. She says, I automatically knew that the flavor of the drink described my pussy juice. Please me, baby.
Oh my gosh. That's a response.
That's a response.
So she's tasted herself before.
How else is she going to know about
Yeah, how
pussy
else would
juice?
She know? But I don't. I don't, some of these lyrics, there's one with Wale. I had to pull up the song again because I actually like Wale. And he says, good pipe make a good girl to a good wife. Good morning wood, I just need a termite. I don't know if he knows what termites do to wood, which I know what he's trying
he's
to
trying
say.
To get it.
Yeah, yeah, but at the same, like, termites destroy wood. Like,
he wants that cock destroyed.
Yeah, so...
But it reminds me of like that line from what was it, Young Jock, when he's like chewing on my dick like a piece of bubble gum.
Yeah,
I'm like, chewing I know what he's
like a piece of bubble gum.
Like, I know what he's trying to say, but like, I don't want anyone chewing on that.
Yeah, it's just an odd It's an odd analogy.
Yeah.
It's no different than what was the song God's Plan. Remember from Drake, that everyone loved that part where he goes, she said, do you love me? I said, or I told her only partly. I only love my bed and my mama. I'm sorry. Well, even if you love her partly, you also still love her. So yeah. If you're saying you only love your bed and only love your mom, you don't understand that even still partly loving someone, you still love them.
That even like, that in and of itself could be a whole other discussion, like a philosophical discussion. Like, yeah, how can you partly, like, maybe you don't love them as intensely, maybe, but yeah, that line, yeah. Doesn't make sense. Or like when he says he tries to make that line with a dim sum that Drake has done.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, just please stop. Or Nicki Minaj, she has that line where it's a music video where she's like a geisha. She's like, I'm a geisha, I'm a samurai. He's a samurai. And he's like, something about food. And he says like, and he spoke well Thai or something like that. Like,
yeah.
Like it's funny because they're like, I know what I'm trying to say and you're trying to fit the rhyme scheme, and they throw something. It just makes no sense.
Yeah, or when 2 Chainz says, "My dick's so hard it make the metal detector go off."
Yeah, like, what the heck?
Okay, whatever.
There's some metals that are very soft. Like gold's not very hard.
Oh, but I like funny lyrics, and it's just kind of funny to hear those in songs that I really really like, and then there's just that one thing in it.
But it's funny that it's not just. It's not just these like flavor of the week rappers or artists. Like it's well known that can write very well, very articulate, and they just throw something at you. Like,
yeah, they just imagine the amount of hours they put in though. So I don't know if it's again that whole intent. I'm gonna intentionally throw this in because I want to have fun as well while I do it, or it's just spur of the moment, off the top, kind of freestyling. They like the sound. They don't want to break it up, so they just leave it in there.
Speaking of that sound, like I wanted to go to Rick Ross because he did I don't know how to explain because it says he has a song called Comfortable and it says it's a freestyle. But again, freestyle can mean many things. Like,
yeah.
It not necessarily that it's off the top of his head. Just go and do whatever. Like it could mean maybe one take. It could mean plenty of things.
Yeah, freestyle. I take two approaches to it, and that's to me is what it should be. Just the two. Freestyle means. Either right off the top of the head, and you know when you hear it for the most part because there's a bit of stumbling as you would expect, some like unstructured verses, that's fine.
Or you just
and
pauses.
Then there's ones where, what's his name? Black Thought is very common. Like, he is a genius. His freestyles aren't off the top of his head, but he has like a song or lyrics memorized. And so the freestyle is, here's a beat you've never heard, spit that over that. So those are the two types of freestyles.
Okay, yeah. And
at
so
least
this...
to me.
Yeah, and this one, it doesn't give much context to it, but the reason that this line isn't, like, discussed a lot is because, like, oh, he did a freestyle. But again, like you said, it could mean different things. maybe he did think about this line forever and just never thought of correcting it. And he goes, and he says this, he says, gotta love, it's the media. I'm the biggest rapper. Google me, Expedia. And in the video, it says right there, he shows a video of him in Wikipedia. It says Wikipedia on there. And he still says Expedia. And people don't say anything about it. They're like, well, but it was a freestyle. I'm like, okay, it's a freestyle, but I mean, it doesn't mean you, I mean, you could change it still, like, to make it sound like you don't want to sound like an idiot when you're recording anything or when you're doing any type of freestyle. I mean, look what happened with Iggy Azalea. She freestyled on live radio and people chewed her out because she sucked. Like, and especially if you're recording one, I think people are more forgiving.
Okay.
Yeah, because you can change it, and they're like, oh, yeah, they're going to change some stuff. It's fine.
Yeah.
So, like, that's... But I heard this, and like, there's no way he thought Expedia meant Wikipedia. Maybe it was fast to find him in Wikipedia. That's why he thought Expedia. Like, I kept thinking maybe some excuse. But, like, no, I think he just, like, it doesn't fit. I can't make, say, Wikipedia or say Google me, then say Wikipedia. I don't know what his thought process was. But obviously, he just thought Expedia... They knew what they were talking about.
Ross is an interesting character. Yeah. I feel like you either really like him or you really hate him.
Well, he has like actually like really good songs.
I think he does.
And this freestyle is actually really good. I actually really like it. And he can talk about a lot of... He had that song about his mom, right? Passed away.
Yeah.
That was a really, really powerful song. But like some of the ones I just kind of like, eh. But yeah, like he's an interesting artist to say the least.
Yeah, I was speaking with my buddy because I talked about the possibility of talking about the just weird lyrics or whatever, and I don't really listen to Tyga a ton. Just I guess the singles that put out that people love to party to. But I guess there's a song where he just goes, "Girl, you're hot and cold. That makes you warm." I'm just like, what?
Tyga, I hate for a lot of stuff that he gets away with. And people don't say anything. So, you know, the huge thing that happened a few years back that is that he was dating Kylie Jenner, I think it was.
Yeah.
And she was underage. And in the Breakfast Club, Charlamagne, like, talked to Kanye West about it. And he tried to, like, not say anything about it because he didn't want to say anything, you know, incriminating. But there's a song that he has where he sings about or raps about his relationship with her. And at the time he wrote it, she's still underage. And he says his line, and I hate it. He says, I could have waited. She's a big girl dog when she's stimulated. And I'm just like, so he basically is admitting that he had sex with her underage. And I was like, you mother. It bugs me that he says that. He put it out as a single. Yep. And no one says anything.
No.
No one even questions. Like, did you really have sex with underage? Because that is statutory rape. You could go to jail.
Yeah. And there's no statute of limitations on that.
Yeah. I'm just
there's
like,
two things that don't follow statute of limitation laws, murder and rape, and that's statutory rape. So,
and no one's saying anything. It bugs the crap out of me that he got away.
Does he get away with it? I mean, it's all nothing, I guess, to do with hip hop other than the individuals involved in that genre. But clearly, I mean, does he get away with it because she's famous?
Maybe
I don't know.
I don't know. Like it's a he's a rapper. They're like a couple that I guess the public liked. I don't know.
I don't get
it. There's a lot of stuff that blinded. I mean, that's again a whole other subject. But again, he said that line. It just was cringy to me that I wanted to bring up about Tyga because he just no.
Yeah.
Don't like that. Anything else coming up to mind?
Nothing coming else. Nothing to mind. I mean, I'm sure there's several that I'd have to think about, but
it's funny because like there's some lyrics I wanted to bring up, but it's like I didn't want to just because I guess at the time maybe it didn't work because there's a lot of funny or interesting lines that are like in the late 70s, early 80s, but it's like we talked about like there was an it was an evolution of hip-hop, and at that time it was at its birth. They didn't know exactly how they wanted to go about in terms of relaying a message or the structure of their song. So there's like stuff that they say and you're like, why are they talking about that? Like, if you talk to rappers a lot, like, a lot of the stuff, they just talk about, like, normal day things. Going to a friend's house to eat chicken that doesn't taste good. Tastes like wood. Like, it's like, someone tried to write that, now you're like, what the heck are they doing?
No, I guess there's one interesting one. I don't think it's stupid. It makes sense, but at the same time, why would you write this? but it's a song Wild Out by The Lox. Mm-hmm. And it's Styles P, and he goes, we'll be killing him while he's taking a shit, so when the cops come and get him, he'll be making them sick. Like, so like he kills him while he's on the toilet. So there's like shit involved with gore.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, it's an interesting picture to paint. So every time I hear that, I obviously will repeat it with him, but I laugh almost every time afterwards because it's such an odd thing to just throw in there.
Oh, there's actually one where it's about Chingy. So Chingy had this song called Baller Baby.
I hate Chingy.
He's like, oh, he's like black, Puerto Rican, Japanese, Chinese, and Asians. Like, what? Japanese, Chinese, and Asians.
It's like, well, Asians cover the Asian world, yeah, so to speak.
Like, and
so.
Chinese and Japanese, like.
Yeah, because Chinese and Japanese aren't Asians.
No, I guess they're different. They're their own entity. They're not Asians.
Ridiculous. But.
But anyway, I think that's it for this episode of Hip Hop Soiree. Let us know what you thought about it. I mean, leave us comments. You can also email us at hiphopsoiree2018@gmail.com. Hopefully we can get that 2018 removed and get that one. I think it'd just be easier for them to email us that way.
Yeah.
And actually, I think we'll do one more episode in March. And then in April, I'm thinking we should do at least one part of K-pop, or more appropriate, K-rap.
Okay.
It'll give us about a month to kind of go over it. I'll talk to the person who gave us the recommendation to do it, to see what he would think we would like to listen to. Because I know of maybe two or three rap groups, but we'll talk about, you know, the groups itself and rap itself, its involvement in the K-pop industry, because it is actually prevalent in there in one form or another.
It's prevalent in a lot of different cultures.
It is.
You and I were talking about it, yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
How like a lot of Spanish stuff has seeped into hip-hop. But I mean, again, if you think about the origins of it and just the different cultures that were involved in those areas,
mm-hmm.
Granted, there's going to be, because in Spanish music, hip-hop has seeped in as well.
Yeah.
So, and Spanish influences have seeped into hip-hop. So I like the merge.
Yep. So we'll go ahead and talk about that and get that ready for you guys. So signing off, this is DJ Goose.
And Poppy.
And this is Hip Hop Soiree.